It's Helping Hand. Statewide HPR 1 stations on Fridays. Then it appears online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, the Domestic Violence Action Center, legal information and representation to victims of domestic violence. 11th Annual Domestic Violence Action Center Golf Tournament, Chipping Away at Domestic Violence, April 27th, Waikele Country Club. And they also have a Mother's Day flower sale that will be coming up. As we welcome back from the Domestic Violence Action Center, their CEO has been our guest several times, and we're always grateful to see Nancy Creedman again. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
I thought maybe this year, for people who may have experienced it and never reached out to anyone before, or maybe even people who know that that's quietly going on, give a pitch for the organization and how it just might help.
Well, some people really don't need any support if they're currently safe and have fled the abuse. Perhaps they have moved on. Amen for that. There are many other people, however, who carry the wounds. Maybe they want to give back. Maybe they can give back by sharing their experiences with the community. It helps to empower others to come forward. It helps to persuade those who don't necessarily believe that domestic violence is as big a problem as we say it is. When we have more voices joining us, there's collective strength in the shared storytelling. They might join us at the legislature. So that's always a big help for us. Having the voices of people who've relied on the system is enormously effective and persuasive. You know, we also have one program which is devoted to supporting children witnesses and their non-offending parent. And it helps to rebuild the relationship between usually the mother and the child, and rebuild the relationship between the survivor and their family members, because domestic violence impacts the entire family and certainly has the potential to erode the relationship between the mother and the children.
A child can be almost like a divorce, somewhat caught in the middle if they don't know exactly what's happening, too.
Right.
May not know, but wants to be supportive, and it's an awkward spot to be.
It's a very, very difficult spot for children to be in.
Be like in between your parents, sort of.
Right. Yeah, or afraid of one parent, which has other kinds of impacts. The abuser sometimes blames the mother for alienating the child from
turning
him,
the kids
which
against.
Which is not accurate or fair.
So these are just a handful of some of the reasons that you might want to, if you're having any of this, if any of it rings true and you think, wow, there are people who understand what's happening or what happened. The funding that you guys are provided.
Fortunately, revenues from the federal government, the state government, city and county of Honolulu, private foundations, generous donors, events like the Chipping Away at Domestic Violence and the Mother's Day flower sale, client fees, sliding scale. So we just forge ahead trying to entice people and foundations and government agencies to support the very important work we do.
And so some of the services, so if somebody needs help, you're in the courtroom with people.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the sliding scale. So explain how that would work.
Not all of our services cost money. Our legal representation costs money. We have many programs that don't cost the survivor a penny. So an example, we have a partnership with the Honolulu Police Department. It's called Safe on Scene. When the police are called to a domestic violence incident, they will let us know they're responding, and we will send an advocate to meet them on scene, which means the survivor can then have the support to help them sort out what their options are, what their needs are, what their next steps are, while the police are doing an investigation and securing the defendant or the abuser. We have another program in partnership with the University of Hawaii, Campus Survivor Advocacy. We have advocates on campuses to help those students who are enrolled who are victims of domestic violence or stalking or dating violence.
And that's like, according to that study that came out, because I actually read your quote, I read it on the air, it's approximately 1 in 10 people at UH Manoa experience some sort of threat.
Correct.
1 in 5 of all people in a partnered relationship.
Sometime in their lifetime. Correct. So then we have another program which is called Expo, which are staff at family court assisting every single person who's filing to obtain a restraining order. In a courtroom, in a temporary restraining order proceeding, the parties are sitting very close together to face your abuser in the presence of a judge and say what has happened to you. It's almost stifling the fear. So we accompany people into the courtroom. We also provide legal representation for those people who need it, and somebody who will stand beside you as you're facing your abuser makes all the difference in the world. That doesn't cost the community of survivors anything. They have the benefit of that assistance without paying a nickel.
And some of this is supported by people like the United Way, right? They
Correct.
Help support that expo.
Correct, they do. Also, people in the community can designate the Domestic Violence Action Center through Aloha United Way, because we're a partner agency.
Earmark it for you guys.
Earmark it for us, right.
There are a couple ways that folks can give back. The Chipping Away at Domestic Violence, Waikele Country Club, 11th Annual Golf Tournament. Even if you don't like golf.
You could give us a prize. Any business that wants to donate restaurant certificates or golf bags or golf balls or T-shirts or baskets or spa days. All those are excellent prizes for our golfers.
Even if you're not very good at golf and maybe you wanted to give it a shot, that's a cool way to introduce yourself to it with a lot less stress. Say, hey, I'm doing it for a good cause. It's not about me making a fool of myself out here.
That's right.
Can people just make a donation in support of that?
Yes, they may. You can go to our website, domesticviolenceactioncenter.org, see our array of programs. Go to our donate page and make a contribution just generally to the organization or to Chipping Away at Domestic Violence.
Or you share it with people is another invaluable way, because there are a lot of people who aren't hearing this who do play or who have prizes that could be used for it.
Right.
Or another way to help out, Mother's Day flower sale, the beauty of it all.
You know, mothers are often the victims of domestic violence. We should lift up mothers and honor mothers for the many ways they try to protect their children. And so we devised the beauty of it all, a Mother's Day sale. Even if you're not a mother or your mother is not present, your coworker might be a mother, your auntie may be a mother, your auntie may be like a mother to you, your grandmother, your next door neighbor. So we want to celebrate moms at Mother's Day. It's a pre-sale, and then we deliver them or you can pick them up at Fort Street.
This is how you get in touch with this organization, domesticviolenceactioncenter.org. You can reach their legal helpline, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, 531-3771 in the Honolulu area, and from beyond Oahu, 1-800-690-6200. You want to reach out to the office, 534-0040. You can email them too, dvac@stoptheviolence.org. Get all the contact information, full interview, the radio feature, and all the contact information and other interviews that we've done for previous Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. The Domestic Violence Action Center, their CEO, Nancy Creedman, I really appreciate that you're there for people in need. Thanks for always being so kind to come down and talk about it with me.
Happy to spend the time with you.